in Melbourne. One afternoon, sometime in 1996, I stood in front of a patisserie in Toorak Road and fell heavily, blindingly in love. It wasn't with the man standing beside me. I'd already fallen for him. That had happened a few years earlier at a fancy dress party in Springwood in Brisbane's flat, infinite southern suburbs. He had nothing to do with the patisserie in South Yarra, except incidentally. The patisserie was the beginning of a different affair that is likely to continue until I die. It was the day I fell in love with you, Melbourne, the day I resolved to live here. It wasn't the pastries themselves, though they were lovely things. Fruit tarts glistening like deep red and sunny orange jewels. Flaky sheer walls of pastry dusted with sugar, plump chocolate eclairs glazed and shiny with a yellow racing stripe of pastry cream. And it wasn't the walk along Chapel Street from the market. It was the concept of all these things. The idea that here was a city in which food markets and patisseries were unremarkable things, everyday places where everyday people bought a small sweet something to take home in a cardboard box, folded and tied with a ribbon. I thought I had never in my life seen a more glorious sight, but what I really meant was I'd never envisaged that I could have a life like that. Don't think my sudden crush was the fault of Brisbane, where I'd lived my 30 years until then. Brisbane probably had patisseries and markets and many different ways of living, but I lived a very small and shallow life in the Brisbane of my parents and of my grandparents, a 1960s life in a town within a city. It was a town in complete denial of its geographical location. There was no evidence of Asia except sweet and sour pork made with pineapple from a tin. My grandmother looked after us while my mother worked long hours at the TAB, and she made every meal for us, Weet-Bix breakfasts, Vegemite and cheese sandwiches in a packed lunch, steak or chops or lamb's fry and mashed potato and green beans for dinner. Once, when I was about 14, I stayed at a friend's house and we had spaghetti. Spaghetti! Can you imagine? I couldn't have dreamed of anything more exotic, and when I asked my grandmother if she could make it for us, she gritted her teeth in that way she had, and she made me boiled macaroni with a sauce of tomato soup and mince, with shelf-stable dried parmesan sprinkled on top, the kind that smells like vomit. I was in heaven. By the time I stood outside the patisserie in South Yarra, I'd been on three other holidays, including my first outside of Queensland, a long drive to Sydney one Christmas. The drive there and back was longer than the holiday, but it was still a momentous event. My grandmother had left Queensland only twice in her life, and the same for my mother up to then. It was as if my family had a map that ended at the Tweed border. Below that was a blue expanse that said, Varby Dragons. I saw the patisserie many years before I married the man who stood beside me. We went back to Brisbane on the Monday morning, and straight away I started looking in the employment pages and set about convincing him to leave his job and all his friends. I had seen our future in a window display of fruit and cream. It was time for me to move. With much love, Tony.